Next we have Karen Sacco, Miss Train Team. Karen will be competing for Miss Texas Team USA at the end of June for the Miss Texas Team USA title. Baseball.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
The series between the Rock Hounds and Frisco Rough Riders is not for the first half pennant, as we, I guess, were, I don't know if expecting is the right word, but it was certainly a possibility. And, of course, the Riders wrapping things up last Sunday afternoon, or evening more appropriately, in the Metroplex. But even without a first-half pennant on the line, this has been a terrific series. And really, the first nine games between these teams on this season, they've played nine times. The Rockhounds have taken five, and the Riders have taken four. The team split a three-game series at Frisco, and the Hounds have taken two out of three here. The last two evenings have been very similar. Frisco winning 5-4 5-2 on Wednesday night. And a ball game that was in many ways closer than that, but the Riders kind of ran away and hid late in that ball game. Last night, Rockhounds led 2-0 going to the last of the eighth inning, added three runs in the last of the eighth, and 5-0 was the final in last night's game. But very similar ball games, and tighter, certainly, than both scores would have told you. And the Rockhounds won on opening night in this set 2-1. So it's been a tightly contested series, that's for sure. And again, nine games played in a 5-4 series right now on the season between these two ball clubs. James Gonzalez outstanding last night for the second consecutive start in this stadium. He went six innings, gave up no runs on one hit. He had given up one run through the first six innings in the ball game in Wichita, Kansas. and ran into just a crazy inning. The reason I mention that is this: it was an inning, by the way, started with an error, then he gave up a home run, which is certainly legit. The lights went out on the left field bank. They came back partially, but not entirely. The visibility was not all that great, and a routine fly ball to left field dropped for an RBI double. So the night the lights went out in Wichita, over his last three starts, James has gone 18 innings. Now, if you factor out that crazy inning at Wichita, and it counts, don't get me wrong, but it was a strange inning, to say the least. In the other 17 innings in his last three starts, James has given up one run. One run in 17 innings. And the lights went out in Wichita. Yeah, figuratively and literally in that ball game. Denzel Clark, a two-run home run in the second inning last evening. And, boy, that was basically the difference in the ball game. Both teams had a good number of opportunities. The Riders issuing a higher number of walks than usual last evening. So the Hounds certainly had opportunities. Frisco had only two base hits, but they had two base runners, only got one hit against James Gonzalez, but that was a leadoff single by Kellen Strom in the fourth, Cody Freeman, a two-out walk. So Riders had two on in the fourth inning and had two on and nobody out in the seventh inning against reliever Tyler Baum. But Lazaro Armenteros came up with a big play on a fly ball to left. He turns that into a 7-4 double play. Top of the eighth, while it wasn't a base hit, Cooper Johnson ripped a line drive to left center. Denzel Clark made a tumbling catch to rob him of extra bases. So, again, going to the bottom of the eighth last night, it was a 2-0 game. Hounds then added the three runs. So when you look at 5-0, it looks very lopsided, and that really was not the case in last night's game. By the way, a couple of moments ago, Elvin, a few moments ago now, a gentleman named Andrew Fansler passed through the gates here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Why do I mention that? First of all, the name turns out to be very appropriate. Andrew Fansler is the 10 millionth fan to attend a ball game in the history of our franchise, which began in 1972. The Cubs, the Angels, then now the Rockhounds. Andrew Fansler, fan number 10 million. He was greeted at the gates, by the way, got a nice, very nice prize package. It's a nice way to come out to a ball game on a Friday night, is it not? So, Andrew, welcome. And my goodness, 10 million fans over our 50-plus seasons here in West Texas with professional baseball. Remarkable stuff. Hounds have taken the diamond. Let's take you downstairs for the playing of the national anthem. Andy Roman with our Star-Spangled Banner. Boy, a little, I almost want to say Thelonious Monk on the end of that. Stylish indeed. Boy, beautifully played, as we used to say in the music trade. Good chops. Yeah, good chops. So game number four of this series. Teams will continue tomorrow evening at 7, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Much warmer day today, although the sun's kind of been drifting in and out of clouds, but we should have, again, very breezy evening, and that's been the case throughout this series, and the wind certainly has been in evidence here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Gunnar Hoglund goes to the mound for the Rockhounds. Nick Kraut will go to the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders. It's our matchup in game number four. Gunnar has baseball in hand, and he throws the first pitch of the game in just a moment. Rockhounds and Rough Riders coming up after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
At 89 degrees to greet us, been fluctuating between 89 and 90, so a little warmer than yesterday. In fact, now the reading goes back to 90 degrees. And the wind at anywhere from 13 to 17 miles an hour, so down just a little. But emphasis on just a little, because that wind is certainly very much in evidence as we get set to start this one. For the Riders, Kellen Strom again in the leadoff spot. Center fielder has been outstanding at the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Rough Riders coming into this ballgame 44-22. Folks, that means they win two out of every three games precisely. An amazing season. Bright sunlight breaks through again as Gunnar Hoglund looks in. First pitch of our ball game. Drops down and away for ball one to the right-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes to Strom. Liam Hicks is on deck. He's the catcher. Liam Hicks behind the plate for Frisco. Twist and pitch by Gunnar Wee. Down and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Aaron Zavala batting third in left field. Zavala is in left. Kaber Rodriguez will be up in the cleanup spot. He's the shortstop. Kaber Rodriguez at short. 2-0, Hoglund with the delivery, good backup breaking pitch for a strike. Down goes 2-1. Josh Hatcher, one of the league's top 10 hitters for average, batting fifth in right field. Josh Hatcher is in right for Frisco. Hoglund's pitch, just out there, outside corner, up the knees. Boy, that just got there. Outside edge, count 2-2. And Strom will take time. Abimelech Ortiz at first base in the sixth spot. Ortiz at first. Maximo Acosta has had a good series. He'll bat seventh at second base. Acosta at second base. 2-2 pitch to Strom. Sails way up high for a ball. And the count is full to the leadoff batter in this ball game. A 3-2 count. Bring you Chavez about in the eighth spot at third base. Chavez at third base. Hoglund with a stretch and pitch. And got him on the outside corner. That was a borderline pitch again. Same call twice. And Kellen Strom not happy with it. Of course, he's the first batter up in the ballgame, so that strike zone being established. And again, two of those three strikes to Strom, certainly borderline pitches. They go Gunner's way, and it's one up, one down for Liam Hicks. Alex DeGoti rounds out the lineup for Frisco. He's the designated hitter in this ballgame. DeGoti batting number nine. Liam Hicks at the plate, pitched by Hoglund. That finds the inside corner 0-1. Gunnar Hoglund making his 14th appearance, 13th start. He piggybacked opening night way back in April. Here's a swing and a ball well hit. Right field line, fair or foul. It's a fair ball into the right field corner. Hicks rounding first on his way to second base, and he will go in standing up. Caden Trankel retrieves, but Hicks got out in front of that pitch and sends it into the right field corner for a one-out double here in the top half of the first inning. So Hicks is on at second base, and the batter will be Aaron Zavala. Aaron, the left fielder, hitting 208, and has three home runs, 27 driven in. He's among the team leaders in that department. Strom, Hicks, and Zavala up top. Rodriguez, Hatcher, and Ortiz in the middle of the order. And Acosta, Chavez, and DeGoti will round it out. Hoagland with a quick look at second. Pitch to the plate, sails just a bit high. One ball and no strikes. Zavala bats from the left side. Gunner, baseball in his right hand, arm at his side. Now comes set after getting the sign. Gives a look at second, the 1-0 pitch. Now in the middle of the knees for a called strike. It's one ball and one strike. Hoagland 6-4, 3.45 ERA, so he ranks among the league's top 10 in multiple categories among the Texas League leaders. Opponent average with an ERA. Swinging a ball lined foul, got way out in front of that, and that'll skitter through the concourse, hitting on the concrete walkway. Ball and two strikes. Of course, that'll go back and forth a little with that stat, but he has led the league much of the season. Pitch from Hoagland, swing and a miss. Boy, it's good old-fashioned fastball. That's fastball in 93, a little bit up in the zone, and Zavala couldn't catch it, so a 93-mile-an-hour strike three. So two whiffs sandwiched around the Liam Hicks double, and the batter is Caber Rodriguez. 258 hitter is Caber with three homers and 24 driven in. Moving to shortstop in this game. More and more, of course, you see guys playing multiple positions, and Caber is certainly one of those guys. Takes down the middle for a called strike from Hoagland. It's 0-1. Gunner, originally a first-round draft choice of the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Matt Chapman deal. Chappie, of course, now has gone on to play for the San Francisco Giants. Pitch to the corner is wide for a ball, and the count is 1-1. No score top of the first inning, but the Riders with the runner in scoring position. 7 o'clock start to this evening, so the shadow already more than halfway out from home plate, which is in shadows, to the mound in bright sunlight. Pitch to the outside corner just ran wide. Crowd will grumble a little bit. Gunner certainly didn't like the call. Well, so far three very much borderline pitches, and two have gone the pitcher's way, and that one goes the hitter's way. Looks in for the sign, does the right-hander, has it, comes quietly set. Pitch swung on and missed, went down and in with a breaking pitch, and the count evens up at 2-2 to Rodriguez. They were re-wrapping the batting gloves, hadn't asked for time, and he won't. Hoagland set, two balls, two strikes, one on and two out. And now, Caber asks for time. Go through the regiment one more time. Plants that right foot. Measures the distance from home plate by quickly dropping the bat down to the dirt. Royals organization used to do something like that all the time. Been a while. Here's the 2-2, a long while. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, got him with a breaking ball. So Liam Hicks with a one-out double, but Gunnar Hoagland strikes out the side in the first inning. And so no runs on a base hit. Man left in scoring position and three whiffs in the book for Gunnar Hoagland. After a half inning, it's Frisco nothing. And against right-hander Nick Kraut, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
It's all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Riders get a one-out double from Liam Hicks, but he is stranded at second base, so a scoreless game to the bottom half of the first inning. And for the Rockhounds, Jason Rosario will lead it off. Left-handed hitter, he's the DH. And Cooper Bowman on the injured list, so the Hounds' routinely leadoff hitter is not available. Bouncer foul, boy, that's off his foot. Hounds are a little bit on the thin side. Daniel Susak officially placed on the injured list yesterday, joining Cooper Bowman and a bevy of pitchers as well, some from a while back. Pitch outside for a ball, and the count goes one ball, one strike. Chase Cohen and David Leal have been added to the list of late. Cooper Bowman, Daniel Susak, Jack Perkins, although he is scheduled to come off the IL tomorrow. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-2. Junior Perez still a little banged up after that catch opening night of this series, so maybe available. The 1-2 pitch, backdoor ball just missed from Krauth, and the count goes 2-2. Nick Krauth, right-hander, making his 12th appearance, 11th as a starter. And a 2-2 count to the leadoff batter, Jason Rosario. 2-2 pitch, popped high and foul, out of play. This, I believe, is a first for the season. And, of course, minor league baseball, you don't get the same lineup in consecutive days often. But I think this is the first time the Hounds have had the same nine position and order all year. Here's the 2-2. Not that that means much of anything, pitch down and in. But, again, not a whole lot of bench with which to work for Gregorio. Jack Winkler batting second. He's at shortstop. Knee is on deck. 3-2 count. Stretching pitch by Krauth and a bouncer foul again. Well, yesterday, Rosario led off the game with an at-bat. Ended in a strikeout, but it took nine pitches to do it. He's battling again here. This will be pitch number 8. Left-handed hitter at 255. Tight wind by Nick Krauth from the sunlight delivery. That's a line shot back up the middle, base hit. Boy, good AP for Rosario, and he really squared that up. That ball went right back up the middle, just past Nick Krauth and right over the bag at second. So one man on for each ball club here in the first inning. And the batter is Jack Winkler. Brendan Malone on deck, batting third, playing the 3 spot. Brendan Malone at first base. Shane McGuire catches and bats cleanup. Shane McGuire in the cleanup spot. Caden Trinkle will bat fifth. He's in right field. Caden is in right. Pitch up high from Nick Krauth for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Jack Winkler at 262. Four home runs, 39 driven in. Had another 3-hit game last night. Swings and misses. Count 1-1. Went 3 for 4 on Tuesday, 2-run home run and a double, went 0-for-4 on Wednesday, and 3-for-4 last night with a 2-run double. 1-1 the count. Rosario, a good lead at first, not going. Pitch is popped in the air, and it may be playable near the plate, given a look. And near the dugout, anybody? Yep, first baseman Abimelech Ortiz. Good catch with almost bumping into Frisco catcher Liam Hicks. I paused right there because one of us has a typo on his card, and I think it's probably me. I wrote down McGuire, as in Shane McGuire, as the catcher for both teams. Yeah, I have him on the defensive side for Frisco as well. That would be Liam Hicks behind the plate. Thank you very much. That'd be a lot of catching. So Winkler fouls out. First baseman Abimelech Ortiz makes the play. Turn and a toss to first base as Brendan Malone stands in. Good play by Abimelech Ortiz. Again, hadn't played a lot in this ballpark, and that was very close to the railing of the first base dugout and with a good amount of wind blowing. Pitch to Malone. That is up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Rest of the order, Lazaro Armenteros batting sixth in left field. Armenteros is in left. Jeremy Ironman, the third baseman, batting seventh. Ironman is at third and batting in the seventh spot. Brennan Waits pitch to Malone. Up and in. Ball 2-0. Jeremy Ironman Yeah, in the seven position, Denzel Clark batting eighth and playing center field, so batting eighth, playing the eighth position. And Saeed Valenzuela, a couple of base hits last night with a ribby, batting ninth at second base, Saeed Valenzuela. Bouncer foul at the plate, count is 2-1 to Malone. Rosario, Winkler, and Malone. McGuire, Trinkle, Armenteros, Irem, and Clark, and Valenzuela. And I'll correct my defensive card so that Shane doesn't have to catch for both teams. Two balls, one strike. Malone waits. Rosario draws a second throw. And the pitcher's mound and everything other than home plate and then the long shadow up past first base. So two umpires, catcher, first baseman, batter, and base runner all in the shadows. Everything else in bright sunlight. Pitch way up and in. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Crowd takes just a couple of extra moments. You can still do that with the pitch clock. And now he resets, looks in for the sign. 3-1 count to Brennan Malone. Rosario leaning, not running, pitch to Brennan, bounced it foul. Over toward the third base dugout. Count is full, 3-2. So decision time here for Gregorio. He's got the foul ball, little lazy toss up to the back couple of rows of the seats. Gently. Three balls and two strikes to count. Does Rosario run? 3-2 count. Has the lead. Not going. Pitch to Malone. Swing and a miss. Well, Brennan has just, we've talked about it, it's just been really a struggle for him against the Riders. Brennan now 2-for-28 in the season series. And, boy, last night, I mean, ripped the ball a couple of times. And wouldn't you know, somebody caught it. So now here's Shane McGuire, each team with a base runner here in the first inning. Riders got the double with one down from Liam Hicks. Leadoff single here from Jason Rosario. And a pitch to the inside corner called strike to Shane McGuire, left-handed hitting catcher. Shane at 238, three homers and 21 driven in. The crowd baseball behind his back. Comes set at the belt, and the pitch on the way, and that's a check swing that he goes. Might appeal that. Down and away, one ball, one strike. Caden Trinkle would be next here in the Hounds' first inning. No score. Jason Rosario, he runs a little. Five steals with a couple of caught stealing. Not going here. Pitch down and away. Ball 2-2-1. Krauth, right-hander, 5-2, 4.94 earned run average. Gives up right at a hit per inning. Walk total a little high, so the whip is a little higher than he'd like. Two ball, one strike pound. That's hit hard to first, but right into the glove of Ortiz. And Abimelech will step on the bag for the out. Sharply hit, but Ortiz right there to make the play. So each team with a base hit, but neither team on the board in inning number one. And the top half of the second we go. And it's the Frisco Rough Riders nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Okay, quick show of hands now. Who noticed that? Did you? Did you notice I pressed the wrong button? Yeah, you're very, very sharp. Yeah, I didn't mean to repeat those particular messages just back to back. You got that, did you? My goodness, yeah, you are sharp. And it's Friday on top of everything else. Here's Josh Hatcher now to lead it off. That's your one change for the Rockhounds. Swinging a fly ball. This is left field. And this is Caden Trankel, who is going to play in left field. And he will make that catch. One pitch, one swing. And Josh Hatcher flies out to left field. Apparently, Gregorio made a late change just in terms of position. We don't think there's a lineup change. Rockhounds don't have much in the way of alternatives. But Caden Trankel is in left. Jason Rosario is in right. Now, it was Jason who led off the game. That is for sure. Here's a called strike right down the middle to Abimelech Ortiz. Count is 0-1. Maximo Acosta is on deck. Ortiz takes. It's down and away from right-hander Gunnar Hoglund. One ball and one strike. So Denzel Clark in center, flanked by Caden Trankel in left. And Jason Rosario in right field. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and in, and the count goes 1-2. Hounds technically have a three-man bench. Just added player from the Arizona Complex League with, again, a couple of injuries, and Junior Perez still banged up a little bit. Jamaliel Rosado has joined the team. Very young player, just 20 years of age. Pitch up and in 2-2. Jose Mujica would be the other available player. He is the second catcher, however, and Junior Perez maybe. Tapper to second base. That's handled by Saheed. Throw to first for the out, and Abimelech Ortiz bounces out to second base. Two up and two down. So my defensive guard had Shane McGuire catching for both teams. That, of course, is wrong. And then Gregorio decided to change his card a little bit, too. Of course, he's the manager. He can do that. Maximo Acosta is the batter. 2-for-5, couple of ribbies in the series. Takes over the outside half for a called strike, 0-1. Right-handed hitting second baseman. 264 on this season. Hoagland's pitch swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch down in the zone, 0-2. Shadow clear, creeping up now, right toward Gunner's feet as he looks in for his sign. Stepping out now, taking time as Acosta. Third baseman Jeremy Ironman is shading the line at third base. Infield all the way around has Acosta played solidly to pull. The 0-2 pitch sails way up high, and the count 1-2. Another conversation going on between third base coach and manager Carlos Cardoza, third base umpire Trevor Matthews. Carlos tossed last night on an obstruction call. Backup pitches inside for a ball, 2-2. Talked about that today with Gregorio Petit. He was kind enough to go over some of the finer points. Boy, and just within the course of play-by-play, it's a tough thing to see sometimes anyway. Pitch down and in, 3-2. And Carlos argued that obstruction call vehemently last night. He eventually was tossed, and it took a while. Full count, 3-2, nobody on and two men down. Hoagland's pitch, swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball away. Third strikeout, make it 4, in fact, for Gunnar Hoagland. He struck out the side along with a double in the first inning. So this time, 3 up, 3 down, we'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. Frisco nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Caden Trinkle will lead it off. We go to the bottom half of the second. Caden again moving to left field in this game. So Lazaro is on deck. So I think we can assume the lineup is the same. Just a couple of defensive changes from what we gave you initially. Swing and a miss. And Caden Trinkle down to the count 0-1. 210 average. Couple of home runs. Both against the Rough Riders in Frisco, in fact. 0-1 pitch. Bounces up there. Field drifts back into shadows now, have some cloudiness around us. Breeze, if you can trust the flags, shifting a little bit more than it has the last three evenings of this series, but still very much in evidence. Backdoor pitches wide for a ball. 2-1 from Nick Crowth. Crowth mentioned 5-2, a 4.94 ERA. Right out of hit per inning. Crowth's 2-1 way outside for a ball. 3-1. 54 2/3, 55 hits, but 29 walks against 35 strikeouts. So the ratio closer to just 1-1. Opposition hits 266 against him, but the whip at 1.54 because of the bases on balls, and he offers one here as Trinkle takes high and away. So one walk now and one strikeout for Nick Crowth. One man on again, the leadoff batter on board. And Lazaro Armenteros will be the batter. Lazaro got his first base hit since joining the Rockhounds. He's 1-for-6, has a couple of walks, 5 whiffs. Stretch and pitch, woo, way up and in, almost hit him. He spins out of the way. Count goes 1-1, no strikes. And that's going to bring catcher Liam Hicks out to the mound for a visit with the right-hander Nick Crowth. That'll be joined by second baseman Acosta. By the way, the North Division will keep an eye on what goes on with the Arkansas Travelers. They could wrap it up this evening. If they get a win and Springfield loses, that would be it. In fact, if that's what it would take to eliminate Springfield, a win would eliminate Tulsa. Tulsa right on the out of the edge, a 2.5-game lead for Arkansas with 3 to go. That half game, again, will not go away. Conversation over on the mound. 1-1. Lazaro Armenteros waits and swings. Bounce one out towards shortstop. Charging, making the play as Rodriguez flips the second for one. Back to first base, not quite in time. What's a good play, though, by Rodriguez. Caber had to charge that ball basically to the edge of the grass through back across his body. And the ball took a little bit of time to get to him, but that was a really nice 6-4 put out. Trinkle retired at second base, and that'll be a fielder's choice for Lazaro. Pounded that ball down in front of the plate. Didn't quite get to the grass, but a good flip. Had to flip back across the body. Good play by Rodriguez to get the lead runner. One on and one away for Jeremy Ironman. The swing and a fly ball right field side out of play. It's 0-1. Lazaro Armenteros is visible from weather satellites. He is wearing a pink arm sleeve and a bright yellow sliding mitt. That is, that's sartorial. There's a swing, and that's a high fly ball to left field, but the wind's going to knock the heck out of this. That was a well-hit ball. Zavala's got to come in to make the play. Well, that's one of those, when that jumped off the bat, that looked pretty good. That ball got little, if anywhere. So Mother Nature is certainly in evidence. That was a much better swing than the, if you watch it not knowing the wind, you would have thought that was a just a very kind of a shallow popish fly. But no, that was well struck and just knocked down by Mother Nature. Here's Denzel, one man on and two men down. Right-handed hitter waits, takes, just down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Denzel at 218. But he has been working at bringing that average up, and he has really since early May. Swinging a fly ball to right center field. Wind is going to push, and I think this will go to Hatcher, and it does. Josh is there to make the catch easily. Well, Ma Nature is very definitely in evidence this evening. We've played two. He's had a couple of base runners, but nothing across after two complete. Frisco nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
In the top half of the third inning, Brainier Chavez will lead it off for Frisco. Alex DeGody will follow and then back up to the top of the order for Kellen Strong. Runner Hoagland in his third inning as Chavez stands in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. He's the Riders' third baseman in this game. Takes off the outside corner for ball one, 1-0. Gunner in 73 innings coming in, 61 base hits. Opposition hitting just 226 against him. Pitch on the way and a swing and a miss. Ran that down and in, and Chavez comes up empty, 1-1. Coming into the game, and he's added four strikeouts to his total, so 67 strikeouts at this moment, 22 walks, basically a 3-1 ratio, almost precisely. Pitch to the corner, called strike of the knees, outside edge, 1-2. Spotted that fastball at 92 miles an hour. Chavez at 242 on the season. Frenier waits, pitched by Hoagland, line into left field, and that ball is going to hang up for Caden Trenkel, makes the catch. Well hit ball, but well within the reach of Caden Trenkel. One man down for Alex DeGody. Alex in 188. Largely an infielder. He's the designated hitter in this ball game. First pitch from Hoagland just off the outside corner for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Alex very familiar with Gregorio Petit. Played for G when he managed Corpus for a couple of seasons before coming back to the A's organization. 1-0 pitch. Just down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Kellen Strong, top of the order on deck. No score in the third inning. Hoagland's delivery. That'll bend over the outside corner for a called strike. 2-1. And Gunner gave you those numbers. 226 opponent average against and a very good 1.14 whip. This delivery just down and away, and the count goes 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. Degody in open stance up on the toe of that lead left foot, takes it up, down and away, ball four. So Hoagland doesn't walk many batters, but he offers up a walk here to Alex Degody. Alex can run a little bit, has eight steals. He's been caught three times, so a couple of base runners now for the Riders. Rockhounds have had two base runners. Each club with a hit and a walk early on. Kellen Strom called out on strikes on a borderline pitch to start the ball game. Right-handed hitter at 288. Sends a high fly ball foul. Now to play down the right field side. Count is 0-1. Kellen into the top 10 in the league in the batting race with that 288 average. Three homers, 21 driven in. He scored more runs than any other Texas League player on the year. 49 runs scored. Those two teams at the top of the Texas League in average runs per game and among the league leaders in AA as well. Pitch is fouled back and the count goes 0-2. Riders average just a tinch under 5 runs per ball game, 4.9 precisely, and the Hounds at 5.2. So they're the top two in the Texas League, along with Northwest Arkansas. Top three, I guess, with the Naturals included. 0-2 count to Kellen Strom. Straight away in a right-hand box, base runner is Alex Degody. He will draw a throw from Gunner. Gloved there by Brennan Malone. Defensively, again, Caden Trinkle is the left fielder in the revised order. Denzel Clark is in center. Jason Rosario, the right fielder. Jeremy Ironman is at third base. Jack Winkler peering back into the sun, as is Jeremy at shortstop. Chopper to third base, couple of hops. Handled by Ironman, goes to second base for one return throw, and not going to be in time. Strom beat it out nicely. But a good play, boy, and that was one of those I mentioned, peering back into the sun, and Jeremy Ironman made a nice play at third base. He's looking right back into the sun, sharply hit one hopper. Handle it. Strong throw to second for the out. And Strom will be the base runner. Put it in place sharply with two strikes. That was right basically on the edge of where that sun peers over the roof of the stadium on the first base side. Liam Hicks is the batter. Hicks doubled into the right field corner his first time. Sometimes, you know, you're hustling and all you get is misery. The bat boy was collecting all of the stuff that the base runners have left at first base, so he comes running toward the first base dugout and drops about three-quarters of the paraphernalia he had to stop and pick it up. I don't care, man. That's good hustle. That is really good hustle. Now, Hicks stands in. One on and two men down. Swing of an opposite field line drive. Base hit. Two hops into Trinkle's glove, but that's first and second. Two down, and Liam Hicks, two for two. Pulled a double into the right field corner in the first. Opposite field line drive single to left. That puts two men on, and that will bring up Aaron Zavala. Struck out swinging his first time up. Right side of the Hounds infield is Saheed Valenzuela at second base. Brendan Malone is at first. Bat boy got there this time. All he had was a bat and, I guess, some type of protective device that he had to carry back to the dugout. Man, his last trip over looked like a yard sale. Stretch and pitch by Gunner. Down and in, and that one got away. So pitch in the dirt, and it'll be second and third. That's going to complicate things. Be a wild pitch. Dylan Strom comes to third base. Liam Hicks goes down to second. And the count 1-0 to Zavala. So the Riders with an opportunity here, and Shane McGuire is going to take the slow walk out to the mound and talk with Gunnar Hoagland. Those two will talk it over. It's just a combination, just the battery conversation on the mound. Aaron Zavala, the batter. Again, the inning started, remember, with a line drive sharply hit the opposite way by Pringer Chavez, but it was caught easily by Trinkle. The walk to Alex Degody. Fielder's choice put Strom on base. And the base hit by Liam Hicks is now compounded by the wild pitch, and it's runners at second and third with no score, two out in the third. Zavala stands back in. Conversation on the mound over. And here's the 1-0 stretch and pitch by Hoagland. Outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. And Gunner with that three-piece delivery looks in for the sign. Left foot will come forward. Right fin, right foot, and then the leg kick and pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and the count goes 2-1. A little tighter delivery, a little tighter setup with men on base. 2-1 to count to Zavala. David Rodriguez on deck. Pitching from the third base side of the rubber is Gunnar Hoglund. Comes set, turns, delivers a 2-1 pitch. That's outside. That's ball three. So Zavala has a high strikeout total. He has 73 strikeouts on the season, but he has a favorable count here. Three balls, one strike. Hoagland's pitch outside, maybe a little bit high. Ball four, didn't miss by a whole bunch, but miss it does. Bases are loaded, and the batter is Caber Rodriguez. Struck out swinging his first time up. Right-handed hitter, he's the shortstop, is Rodriguez. Pitch clock will reset. That boy heading back toward the dugout. Hoagland now with the stretch. Here's the first pitch to Rodriguez, right down the middle. Called strike, 0-1. Started him with an off-speed pitch that bent right over the middle. Caber absolutely straight away in the box. Waggles that bat north and south as he waits. Base is full. Pitch by Hoagland outside. That's ball one. One ball, one strike. So, Gunner in a jam in this inning. Couple of walks, which a little bit unusual for him, and the sharp base hit by Liam Hicks. Base is full. Stretch by Gunner in the 1-1 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. 1-2. Brennan Malone is the Rockhounds' first baseman. He is playing way off the bag. He's not quite halfway to second base, but he's more than a third of the way there. And that allows base runner at first base, Aaron Zavala, to take just a huge lead. Zavala is probably about a third of the way to second base. 1-2 count. Hoagland longer set this time. Rodriguez waits the pitch on the way from Gunner and sent right back up the middle. That will be handled at second base by Saheed Valenzuela. Throw to first for the out. He got him. Boy, Saheed really had to set and throw that ball. Throw a little bit wide. Nicely handled by Brennan Malone. Rockhounds dodge one there. A couple of walks and a base hit on a close call on a ball hit right back up the middle by Caber Rodriguez. So we have played 2.5. We'll take you way back. A little Texas League history in our franchise retrospective.
The Texas League has been playing ball for 136 years, since 1888. In that time, by our count, 958 teams have taken the field. Quick quiz. Between 1 and 20, how many of the 958 clubs have won four or more consecutive Texas League championships? The answer is 2. The Fort Worth Panthers won 6 in a row from 1920 to 1925. And nearly a century later, the Rockhounds won 4 consecutive Texas League titles from 2014 to 17. Hey, you got to check out the Fort Worth Panthers. Between 1920 and 25, they played 914 games and won 632 of them. That's basically 70%. And it was also a different era entirely. Imagine a Texas League player hitting 32 home runs and coming back the next season. Clarence Big Boy Kraft, I wouldn't kid you, belted 32 homers and hit 352 for the Panthers in 1921, and he came back for three more seasons, hitting 55 homers in one of them. And Fort Worth had two pitchers who were with the club for all six of the championships. Paul Wattell won 20 or more games five times, and Joe Pate won at least 20 in each of the six seasons, twice winning 30. It was a different Texas League world back then, and the Fort Worth Panthers ruled it.
Boy, did they ever. Different time, space, and dimension. Not sure you're going to see a guy hit 32 home runs at Double-A. I don't know. When I say ever again, that's probably not going to be right, but it's going to be a rarity because you're going to get called up. Saheed stands in, made a nice defensive play to end the top half of this inning. Takes ball one, does the Hounds second baseman. Top of the order, Jason Wasari on deck. Pitch got the inside edge, 1-1. Jack Winkler will be third up in the third inning for the Hounds. No score. Riders certainly threatening in the top half of this inning at the bases loaded. And pretty much a near miss. Ball hit back up the middle, but playing right there at shortstop is Rodriguez. He makes the play, and Saeed is out. Well, turnabout is fair play. Saeed was shaving up the middle on the ball that Rodriguez hit with the bases loaded to end the top of the inning, and Rodriguez returns the favor here, shading up the middle, and retires Saeed to lead off the inning. And here's Jason Rosario, and an 8-pitch single his first time up. Good at bat leading off this ball game. Jason swings, high fly ball, left field, not deep. Zavala can run. Wind is pushing. Zavala on the move. Will he get there? He does. That's a nice catch right on the line. I said the wind isn't as strong as it has been the last couple of nights. I don't think it really is, but boy, it has really affected the baseball trajectory. Maybe the angle of the wind, just the way it's coming in from just a little bit left centerish, but that was a really good catch by Zavala. He had a long way to go. Looking back into the sun, too. I think he pretty well crossed into the shadows when he made the catch, but it's a long way to go in a breezy evening in West Texas. Good play. Here's Jack Winkler. He's called strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Jack fouled out first baseman Abimelech Ortiz his first time up. Quickly two down in the inning and a swing and a high pop-up, and this is playable. First base again for Ortiz, this time in fair ground, and he makes the catch. So Nick Crouth with a very easy inning. First fly ball got a little interesting in the breeze, but a 1-2-3 inning. So the Hounds go quietly. The Riders had threatened, but after three innings of play, Rockhounds and Frisco, no score.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
All game that's very similar to really the last couple. A couple of scoring chances, but nothing across. A scoreless game. Riders and Rockhounds, fourth of a six-game set. And Josh Hatcher leads it off. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Gunnar Hoagland's first pitch is fouled away. 0-1. Riders, no runs on two hits. Rockhounds, no runs on one hit. Riders left the bases loaded in the third. They've left four men on base. The Rockhounds have stranded both of their base runners. Pitch up high from Gunner for a ball one and one count. One ball, one strike. Abimelech Ortiz and Maximo Acosta to follow in the fourth inning. Long set this time for Gunner. Now into that three-step motion. 1-1 pitch fouled straight back. Game four of this series, and as we said up top in the pregame commented to the last couple of games, 5-2 Frisco and 5-0 Rockhounds, but those games were much closer than that score would indicate. Pitch bounces to the plate, it's 2-2. Frisco scored some runs late in the game. On Wednesday, the Rockhounds scoring three in the eighth inning last night. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Now out on strikes is Josh Hatcher. Five strikeouts for Gunner. One man down in inning number four, the batter Abimelech Ortiz. Last night's game in particular was closer than 5-0 would tell you. Hounds led 2-0 from the second inning until the last of the eighth, and the Riders had great chances, particularly in the seventh, pitch up high for a ball 1-0, a ball and no strikes to Abimelech Ortiz. Bounced out to second base, his first time up. The left-handed hitting first baseman, pitched by Hoagland. Chopped foul, back off the, maybe off the mask of Shane McGuire. Riders had two on, nobody out, top of the seventh inning last night. Lázaro Armenteros turning a fly ball to left field into a 7-4 double play, and that was huge in the game. Here's the 1-1. Check swing, did he go? Nope, did not. Held up, 2-1. And again, score was still 2-0 in the top of the eighth inning, and Denzel Clark made that diving catch we talked about. Cooper Johnson sent a sharp line drive in the gap in left center, and Denzel made a terrific catch. So all that with a 2-0 score. 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. The Hounds then got three runs in the last of the eighth, so that certainly changed the complexion of the game, but it was far closer than 5-0 would tell you. 3-1 pitch. Gets there, 3-2 the count. Hounds winning opening night, 2-1. Riders on Wednesday, 5-2. Hounds last night, 5-0. Ortiz with a 3-2 count. Nobody on and one man down. Infield plays him sharply to pull. 3-2 pitch, and he does. Fly ball, right center field. Well struck, going back is Rosario. On the move is Clark. And that ball, boy, did that. Yeah, out is made by Denzel Clark. Boy, what flashed through my mind was the other night, Denzel Clark went a mile and a quarter to get that ball. Deep right center field. Remember, there was a violent collision in the ninth inning two nights ago, Junior Perez and Caden Trinkle. And right there, Denzel and Jason Rosario were crossing paths, and Denzel hangs on deep right center field. Boy, it was as if a video replay flashing through the mind. Bouncer foul off the bat of Maximo Acosta, 0-1. Don't know if we've shown a replay of that yet. I'd love to know how close those guys came. But again, it was just deja vu and a scary bit of deja vu there. But Denzel, good catch, deep right center field. It's a swing and a miss. Acosta chasing an off-speed pitch down and away, an 0-2. Replaying that right now. I don't think we'll have a pitch for a couple of moments. Denzel and Jason, boy, that was close. Rosario spun out of the way. Didn't get the official out call for a few moments, understandably, to make sure Denzel had the ball. That was a close call in right field. Went all the scarier after the other night. Pitch high for a ball, 1-2. If you weren't with us on Tuesday night, the top of the ninth inning, Junior Perez moving to his right, and left fielder Caden Trinkle moving to his left, collided. They did not miss one another. Hit basically right about at the hip. Pitch to the corner, called third strike, outside edge, and Acosta will walk away. And the sixth strikeout for Gunnar Hoagland. So he got in a bit of a jam with a couple of bases on balls and a hit in the fourth inning, but Gunnar comes up with a 1-2-3. That rally, rather, in the third and in the fourth, a 1-2-3 inning with a couple of strikeouts and good glove work from Denzel in deep right center field. To the bottom of the fourth with some crazy trivia from Staten Island coming up after 3.5, no score.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Brennan Malone, the leadoff batter. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-4 and 5 in the order. First pitch swing and foul away off the Kellen Strom delivery. Excuse me, listen, two things at once. Nick Kraut delivery, forgive me. Make a note on Kellen's card. The 0-1 stretch, and that'll drop down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. Brennan Malone, then Shane McGuire, and Caden Trankel in inning number four. Pitch check, swing, strike, and it's 1-2. Brennan, a strikeout his first time up. Slightly open stance for the Hounds' first baseman. Nick Kraut set that tight wind over the top of the maroon cap. Delivery down and away for a ball, 2-2. Riders wearing the slate gray jerseys trimmed in the... They don't have really a white color in their logo. It's kind of a cream type of color and maroon and blue. Swinging the ball in the gap to right center field. Brendan Malone. That ball will drop. Turning around first, coming through second base. Man alive, that has to feel good. Lead off double. Brendan Malone in the gap to right center field. Good bunch on hand tonight. They're responding. Again, it's been a kind of a quiet game from the, well, both teams really, but especially from the home team's perspective. And for Brennan, and I'm just saying this because there are just cases, talked about it, where one team will just have your number, so to speak. Brennan now 3-for-29 against the Rough Riders, but that third one had to feel good. Double in the gap to right center field. And here is Shane McGuire. See how the Hounds will treat this. Shane swings away and fouls it away off to the left, 0-1. One on, nobody down, fourth inning. Rockhounds have their second base hit of the game. Good swing of the bat by Malone. Went opposite way, drove it into the gap in right center. Shane McGuire bounced out to first baseman Abimelech Ortiz. His first time up, they shade the line against him. Takes outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Third baseman Chavez playing pretty much where a third baseman would. He's just a couple of steps behind the bag. Rodriguez, the shortstop, up the middle. Acosta and Ortiz on the right side playing solidly to pull. Pitch to Shane. Back door. Just missed. Count goes 2-1. Hounds have two hits in the game and a walk, and all three base runners have been leadoff base runners. Rosario a single in the first. Trankel a walk in the second. Malone a double here in the fourth. And the pitch is up high and away to Shane McGuire, 3-1. Rockhounds in the home white uniforms, trimmed into dark blue and orange. The dark blue caps tonight. 3-1 count. McGuire waits. Malone takes the lead and Kraut comes set. Pitch to the corner, nope, high and away, ball four. And again, Shane draws a lot of bases on balls, and he gets another one here. So it's first and second for Caden Trinkle. And that'll bring John Goble out to the mound. Our trivia, John, by the way, the Riders pitching coach. Trivia, take you to Staten Island in a New York Penn League game. That league no longer exists. It was a short season single-A league. Not that long ago, I mean, this is modern day and age, 2002. Baseball's been around a long time, so 2002, that's modern history. It is the New Jersey Cardinals and the Staten Island Yankees. There's a call made at first base, and the fans don't like it, and of course there's nothing unusual about that. The fans get boisterous, and there's nothing unusual about that. But then a fan hops over the fence, goes onto the field, and starts arguing with the umpire. There is something unusual about that.
First of all, of course, it's not good, and the fan was arrested and all of that. But in addition to that, while not condoning the conduct, it was kind of interesting that person was at that game in Staten Island with a group. We'll give you four choices coming up. Here's Caden Trinkle now. First and second, nobody out. Cheating well in at third, but one of the riders with the ball is fouled away. So Caden swinging away. Third baseman Chavez was cheating onto the grass, but he'll back up now. Oh, and one to count. Brendan Malone, leadoff double. Shane McGuire, a walk. It's two on, nobody down. Caden sets upright stance in the left-hand box. Pitch to the outside corner, just wide, maybe low. One and one. Lazaro Armenteros on deck. No score in the fourth. Third baseman Chavez playing a couple steps behind the bag and well off the line at third. Caden swings, high fly ball into left field, going back. Zavala still going back, looking up, back pedals, hauls it in. Lead runner Brennan Malone will come to third base, so a productive out, first and third. Well hit ball, but into the wind again, and Zavala made the play. Boy, he had to track that thing down almost edge of the track. Deep left field, one away, Malone advances to third. And the batter is Lazaro Armenteros. That fan that jumped the fence, went onto the field, got arrested, of course. Was that fan with which group? Part of a Brownie troop? Part of a Boy Scout troop? Part of librarians on National Librarian Day? Or a member of the Staten Island City Council? Pitch to the corner, called strike of the knees. Boy, that's a perfect pitch by Kraut. Just got there knee high. Good movement on it, just on the outside edge. Now, the scary thing is the fan in question actually was at the ballpark with one of those groups. That's not good. 0-1 pitch and a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Jeremy Eierman waits on deck. A Brownie troop? A Boy Scout troop? Librarians on National Librarian Day? Or a member of the Staten Island City Council? Busted on this date. 0-2 pitch, down and away, 1-2. Hopped the fence and went out to argue with the umpire. Really not supposed to do that. One ball and two strikes to count. Runners at the corners with one away. Lazaro waits. Pitch by Kraut. Way down and away. Good backhanded stop by catcher Liam Hicks. Two balls, two strikes. Say it so often, but he is so true. Boy, tip of the cap to my longtime great friend and broadcaster Roy Acuff did San Antonio for many, many years, and Roy always tried to keep track of those. It's subjective, of course, but a block of a pitch in the dirt by the catcher with a runner at third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Got him. So Lazaro still fighting a bit of a strikeout bug. Got six strikeouts now and 8 at bats for him since joining the Hounds, coming from Las Vegas. Well, you see Lazaro and Denzel Clark now in the same roster, and they were, of course, for a good portion of last year. Boy, they're very similar physically, set up very similarly at the plate, and both have such upside, power, and speed. Love to see Lazaro kind of turn that ignition switch and get 2024 going. Jeremy Eierman stands in, takes a backup pitch high and tight for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lead-off double for Brennan Malone. He's at third with two men down. Shane McGuire on at first. Bright sunlight breaking through again. The outfield will battle that for a while. Pitch high and tight for a ball, 2-0. Always mention left and center field because they are looking more directly back into the sun, but right fielder Josh Hatcher as well, setting up for the pitch, has been shielding his eyes. The 2-0 stretch, tempted. Check swing, don't think he went. Nope, held up. So 3-0 now to Jeremy Eierman. Denzel on deck. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, no score. And the Riders loaded the bases in inning number 3. Rockhounds 2-1, nobody out initially here in the last of the fourth. And a swing and a miss. I wondered if Jeremy had the green light. He did, 3-1. A leadoff extra base hit. You don't like to squander those, but it's first and third with two down. Runs have really overall been very tough to come by in this series. 3-1 pitch, swung on it, high in the air to left field, but Zavala's got room. Again, boy, that's twice. Jeremy has really ripped it, and that is really frustrating. I mean, the wind clearly knocked that down. And that's just, of course, that's a fact of life in West Texas. The wind blows, and it blows hard. And, boy, Jeremy's tattooed it a couple of times, but nothing to show for it. So no runs on a base hit. No errors, and a couple of men are left on base. Now, we've played four. Again, runs have been tough to come by. After four, Rockhounds and Frisco, no score.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
We have played four innings of baseball Friday night at Momentum Bank Ballpark in West Texas, and boy, tell me this isn't a close game. Both teams, no runs, two hits, no errors, four men left on base. Each team has two walks, each team has two base hits, each team has a single and a double. And nobody's touched the dish just yet, so we go to the top half of the fifth. It'll be Springer, to lead it off for the Rough Riders. Moving to third base in this game is Springer, then Alex DeGoti, and back up top for Kellen Strom. Hunter Hoagland going back to the mound for the Hounds here for his fifth inning of work. First pitch swinging, there's a high fly to left field. Caden Trinkle tracking in the wind, and he'll make the catch. And the ball had a bundle of air under it. Chavez flies out to left field in the first pitch that he sees. One man down in the fifth inning, and Alex DeGoti will be the batter. Walked his first time up. Gunnar Hoagland in this ballgame mentioned two hits, two walks for both pitchers. Gunnar with six strikeouts. Fires over the inside corner for a strike to DeGoti, and it's 0-1. Two hits, two walks, one strikeout. Actually, two now. Two strikeouts for Nick Kraut for Frisco. And very even game. Lines are almost identical. Pitch high and away, 1-1. Riders loaded the bases. In the third, Rockhounds first and second. Nobody out in the fourth. So even the opportunities have been pretty similar. 1-1 pitch. Down and away for a ball. Count goes 2-1. DeGoti is the designated hitter in the Frisco lineup. 2-1 pitch. Tempted. Laid off. Down and away. Ball three. So twice he has now gotten ahead of Gunnar Hoagland. Three balls, one strike. Hoagland with that three-step delivery. 3-1 pitch. And that is a called strike. And Alex was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 steps up the line toward first base. 3-2. The first three or four steps were pretty much with conviction. Then he heard the strike call and kind of slowed down and just took two or three more steps, almost as if to say, are you sure? But yes, indeed, Sean Sparling is sure, and the count is 3-2. Nobody on, one out in the fifth inning. Hoagland comes set, 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. He got him after all of that. Well, baseball will, I guess, keep you humble in a number of ways, will it not? Two men down, top of the order, Kellen Strom. That game of the New York Penn League, Staten Island New York on this date. New Jersey Cardinals, Staten Island Yankees. That fan jumped over the fence to argue a call with the umpire. Wound up, of course, with a criminal record. Was that fan at the game with the Brownie Troop? Pitch right over the heart of the plate to Strom for a strike. Boy Scout Troop. Librarian Day. Or the Staten Island City Council. Well, the fan, a 38-year-old woman, who, by the way, then went on to face disorderly person charges, was at the game with her 8-year-old daughter's Brownie Troop. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. Now, again, I'm not in any way condoning what she did, but, I mean, are you kidding me? You're there with a Brownie Troop and your 8-year-old daughter, and you jump the fence, get on the field, and argue with the umpire. Oh, you got to love America. You got to love baseball. It's a far too passionate fan. Pitch way up high for a ball. It's 1-2 to Kellen Strom. By the way, I was trying to think of other possible groups, and I don't know why librarians jumped to mind, but I found out there is a National Librarian Day and a National High School Librarian Day. That's cool. Ground ball to two, hops on Jeremy Ironman at third. That strong throw across the diamond for the out. So we will go to the last half of inning number five, and it has been largely in this series, second verse, same as the first. Good pitching, good defense, and midway through Friday Night Baseball, Riders and the Rockhounds, no score.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Eight, 9, and 1 in the Rockhounds order. Denzel Clark will lead it off. Denzel flew out to right field his first time. Nick Crouth back to work, and he will deliver up high. Ball 1 to Denzel. Saheed Valenzuela and Jason Rosario to follow in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. No score. Another good one between these clubs. Swinging a foul away and a count 1-1. Mentioned Denzel at 218, and obviously that's not going to punch your ticket to Cooperstown, but came to the plate on the 4th of May. Here's a swing and a miss, 1-2. On May 4th, Denzel was hitting 156. Now, I mentioned that not to bring up an unpleasant memory, but to tell you, for an everyday player, remember, to have that average up now by some 64 points is a really good tribute. Ground ball down to the field line of base hit for Denzel Clark. Turned on that ball and set it toward the line. Going to go for two. The throw got a chance. I think he got there. He did. Hustle double Denzel Clark. Boy, and again, now last night he beat out, although there's reason to believe he actually was out, but he made a very, very close call and got the call, beating out a potential double play. He had a pair of infield singles that I've mentioned several times in Wichita that were just ground balls to shortstop that just took that extra moment to get to short, and he beat them both out for base hits. One of those became an RBI single. Here, that is a hustle double, and you flat out love that, and he does run really well. So Denzel, the leadoff double. Rockhounds, five base runners. They have now all been leadoff batters. A bunt and a good one by Valenzuela. That'll get the runner to third. Play made by pitcher Nick Kraut. So runner at third, one man down. Good sacrifice for Saheed. Nicely done. Sacrifice bunt is alive and well. Now the Hounds have had the leadoff man on, and I will correct myself, four times in five innings, beg your pardon, four times in five innings, had two base runners in the fourth. They were the first two batters up. The Hounds went in order in the third, but they have had the leadoff man on in four out of five innings. Now here's Jason Rosario. He is 1-for-2, swings and fouls it away, 0-1. Infield in all the way around for the Riders. Good bunt by Valenzuela. Reached out and pushed it toward the first baseman, so no choice to do anything other than get the runner at first, and Denzel advances to third base. He's there with one down. Pitched to Rosario. Back door. Got there. Called strike at the knees. Outside edge 0-2. For the fifth inning. No score. And opportunities for each team. Infield braces set by Kraut. Pitch takes flight, hard hit ball, and snagged at second base, but no play. RBI, 4-3 bounce out. Terrific play by Acosta. But on an 0-2 pitch, Jason Rosario hit it sharply, forced Acosta to dive for it, which he did. By the time he popped back up, had no play at the plate. The Rockhounds score the game's first run on an RBI bounce out by Jason Rosario. Denzel Clark comes across to score. Sharply hit ball in an 0-2 count. In steps Jack Winkler, takes down and away for a ball, and it's 0-1. Jack 0-for-2 in this one. He has popped out to first base twice, once in foul ground. Abimelech Ortiz handling both. Takes a strike on the outside half here. Good, strong fastball at 1-1. Medium range pitch, actually. And Jack, three hits on Tuesday, three hits last night. Back up pitch, ground ball, third base. That'll be handled near the line by Chavez. Long throw, and he got him. Good play by Greenier Chavez at third base. Kind of a nice little mini rainbow hop there near the line. So it was a long throw through the wind, but he made it. And the inning is over, but the Rockhounds scored the game's first run. Denzel Clark sets the table. We'll give you totals in a moment. After five complete, Rockhounds 1, Frisco nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
A 1-0 ball game. Rockhounds winning on opening night of this series, 2-1. Frisco pushed a close game open late, winning 5-2 on Wednesday. Rockhounds, as we have mentioned a couple of times, won 5-0 last night, but it was 2-0 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. And here in this one, one run total through five innings. Denzel Clark just minutes ago, leadoff double down the left field line. Sacrifice bunt by Saheed Valenzuela. RBI ground out. Good at bat by Jason Rosario. An 0-2 pitch. He hit it sharply, and enough so that Maximo Acosta had to dive for it, and that allowed Denzel to score with ease. So the Hounds, boy, manufactured one, beginning with Denzel's leadoff double, and they lead it 1-0. Frisco, no runs on two base hits, two walks, four base runners total. Rockhounds have one run on three base hits, no errors. Each team has left four men on base. So the top of the sixth, and Liam Hicks stands in, takes a called strike. Hicks, 2-for-2 in this game. Pulled a double into the right field corner and singled on a line drive opposite ways last time up. Hoagland's pitch is sent high and foul out of play. Off to the left, Liam Hicks, then Aaron Zabala. and Caber Rodriguez in the Frisco sixth inning. Really a well-played, for the most part, really well-played series. Swinging a foul out of play, 0-2. A couple of arguments in last night's game. Obstruction, which has been much talked about, much discussed, kind of a point of emphasis in 2024. Pitch up and away for a ball. That led to an ejection. And a very close call at first. Again, I mentioned Denzel Clark. Now, look, whether or not the call was correct, a great hustle by Denzel gave himself a chance and was said to have beaten the throw instead of a double play. Here's the 1-2. Fly ball foul again, left field side and out of play. 1-2, the count remains to Liam Hicks. Hicks at 271 coming into the ballgame. Guy draws a lot of walks. Big deep breath by Hoagland. The turn of the 1-2 pitch. Sails up high for a ball. 2-2. Gunner into his sixth inning of work. Boy, James Gonzalez went six scoreless, no runs on a hit. Last night, almost identical line from his previous start at home. Pitch drops down low. Check swing. Did not go. And it's 3-2. Talking with Gregorio Petit today and said he knew that obviously James has really been pitching well of late, but gave him the end of that rundown, that one just crazy inning in Wichita, the inning in which the lights went out, the left field light standard, among other things. And the only blemish really of late, swinging a ball, hit into right field, coming on in a hurry, Jason Rosario, but he won't get there. A little flare for a base hit. He bobbled the ball. Hicks will turn, but will hold it first. Well, he is 3-for-3. Little flare into right center field by Liam Hicks. And just that quickly to Riders with the tying run on first base with their third base hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Aaron Zavala. 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Hicks was only 3-for-18 against the Hounds. He has three hits in this game. He's also drawn a lot of walks. He's drawn eight bases on balls in the series. Mentioned he does that a lot. Pitch swung on and missed. Off speed, down and in. Zavala with a swinging strike, 0-1. And that ball just placed beautifully. The base hit by Liam Hicks just out of the reach of Rosario in right center field. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Down and away, 0-2. Zavala at the plate. Caber Rodriguez is on deck. Josh Hatcher, one of the league's top hitters in the hole. Field back completely now into shadows. Breeze really has shifted a little bit. It is now much more right to left. We'll see if that continues. More of a crosswind now. Pitch just off the outside corner, but tough pitch to take on 0-2. A little wide, and Zavala still in there. Aaron does strike out a lot. He has 73 strikeouts coming into the game, but 32 walks as well, so he'll do a bit of both. Throw to first base by Gunner. Short lead from Liam Hicks. Does not run much at all. Has one steal in two attempts. Hoagland gives him a look over the left shoulder. Now comes set. Zavala waits. Left-handed hitter. Breaking pitch. And that's bounced foul over toward the Hounds dugout. First base side. Count stays 1-2. Aaron at 208 on this season. Three homers and 27 driven in. Waggles that bat over the left shoulder. Moves it up north and south. He waits. 1-2 stretch. Hoagland's pitch. Swing and a miss. And he got him. Off-speed pitch up and in. A good mix of speed and location, really, in that at-bat for Gunnar Hoagland. That is kind of cheating him. I think that's eight strikeouts. Started to say seven. Nope, that is eight. Struck out two. He's walked. Struck out eight. Walked two. Three base hits. The third of those, of course, Liam Hicks just a moment ago. He's at first base. Caber Rodriguez, the batter. First pitch sails up high. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. A little stirring in the Rockhounds bullpen. I think there will be activity shortly. Sixth inning for Gunner. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 2-0. and he's making his 13th appearance and came in with 73 innings. So Hoagland's been outstanding in that regard. And that includes tonight. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch swung on, sliced down the first base side, fair or foul. That is a foul ball. Well, that's one of those that if you're a pitcher, you're just saying, come on now. The wind has shifted a little bit. I think earlier in the game that ball would have blown another few feet foul, but this time the wind is pushing right to left, and a little duck snort down the right field side that only had a chance, and if that drops, it probably was a double. So the count, two balls and a strike. And there is activity now in the Rockhounds bullpen, so a right-hander up and throwing. 2-1 count for Hoagland. Pitch swung on, and that's pop foul back out of play. Another off-speed pitch. 2-2 to Caber Rodriguez. 258 hitter is Caber. And can play all over the place, Ken, the Venezuelan native. He is at shortstop in this game. 2-2 count. Dix takes the lead. Pitch swung on. Fly ball. Center field. Denzel. Two steps to his left, and he's got it for the out. Routine fly ball to center field that time, and they're two men down in the sixth inning, and the batter will be Josh Hatcher. Good left-hander hitter. Hatcher flew out to left field in a well-hit ball in the third inning, and again, at that point, the wind was different trajectory. Just knocked the stuffing out of that. Jeremy Ironman's had the same result a couple of times. Well-hit balls that just went just a little short of nowhere. Okay, maybe a little past nowhere. Paul Abbott will come out to the mound. This was great today in the clubhouse, and I don't know who did it, but somebody wrote "Happy Birthday, Paul" on a message board they have, a dry erase board. And so player after player, of course, coming into Paul Abbott and wishing him a happy birthday. Now, I didn't know that, of course, and I was visiting with Gregorio Petit today with G, and on my way out, G said, hey, make sure you wish Abby, Paul Abbott, a happy birthday. It's his birthday today. Make sure you wish him a happy birthday. So I went in and wished him a happy birthday, and Paul replied with a smile, by the way, it's not my pause birthday. So somebody wrote it on the board, and apparently half the team had come in to wish him happy birthday, and Paul had enough. Nicely so, of course, but, you know, it's a baseball clubhouse, so it's colorful. So G set me up, and I went in there and wished him a happy birthday. Paul was very nice, though. He treated the old guy nicely for being part of the ruse. Mid-September is actually his birthday, I've learned. So I wished him a happy early birthday. Swing and a miss to Josh Hatcher, 0-1. Of course, then I went back into G's office, and he, of course, has a large smile on his face and is laughing at me for getting in on the thing, but that's pretty cool. Don't know who started it, but apparently it was very effective. So happy non-birthday, Paul Abbott. Pitch high and away for a ball, one strike. Boy, Abby was a part of that remarkable Seattle Mariners team. What, 116-46. That's just stunning. 70 games over 500. Played with some greats. Good ball. One ball, one strike. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 1-2 to Josh Hatcher. I knew that team, of course, they had great players. I mean, it was a sensational team. But you go back and look, and Paul was a teammate of Ichiro Suzuki, the amazing hitter. Edgar Martinez, who I think is one of the greatest hitters of all time. He's the 1-2. Boy, just down and in. Gunner thought he had a strike, but nope, it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Hatcher. 1-1, two out, sixth inning, 1-0 Rockhounds. A little bit of sunshine still just on the outfield billboard signs, so it shouldn't be an issue for any defensive player, but a little bit of sunshine still on this Friday evening. Good bunch on hand here tonight. 2-2 stretch and pitch, and just off the outside corner, ball three. So one would think, since the conversation with Abby just took place, this is probably the last batter for Gunner one way or another. It's 1-1 and two men down in the sixth inning. Hatcher steps out for a moment, now back in. And again, a good hitter at the plate. Hatcher came in at 299. Has some pop in. It's been a good run producer. 3-2. Hicks will go. Pitch from Gunner. Nope, outside. Ball four. So Hatcher draws a walk. And it's first and second. The batter will be Abimelech Ortiz, but yep, that is Gunner's last batter. Well, that's one of the ways this game has changed so much. Now, he's already gone five innings, of course, in this game, but you reach that pitch limit. At one point, it's determined this is your last guy, no matter what, and so that'll be it for Gunner. But he goes 5 2/3, and boy, he has been so good. Came in with a 3.45 ERA, goes 5 2/3 scoreless. He does leave two men on base. Gave up just three base hits. And all of them never have looked right past us about 19 times. All three hits belong to Liam Hicks. So the third base on balls against eight strikeouts. One wild pitch for Gunner obviously did no damage. So in the sixth inning, it'll be first and second with two men down. And the Hounds are going. I think that's Colin Palouse, but I will feel better if I got a better look at the number. Yep, Colin Palouse is the pitcher. So he will come on with two men on and two men down. Will Colin, a veteran right-hander, and we say veteran, of course, that's within the confines of minor league baseball. By the way, another just a little sidebar note for you on today in baseball history. There's a team nickname that has become one of the great nicknames in all of baseball, and we take it for granted. It almost never was. It was on this date, I mean a million years ago, and I have the wrong date written down, 1900-something. And a team called the Superbas was really good. They were the National League champions, but they weren't drawing fans worth a lick. And the National League president at the time was a guy named Ned Young, and he was talking about transferring the Superbas from their home at that time to Washington, D.C. Well, it did not happen. But if it had, the Superbas did not move then. They did move later. But they got their nickname based on something that took place in the city that they were in at that time. I said that very poorly. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, takes down low for a ball. The art of dodging trolleys in Brooklyn, New York. The Dodgers, who of course did move, but not for about 50 more years. But if they move to D.C., we never get the name Dodgers. Just never know. A little twist and turn. 1-0 pitch from Collins. Is swung on that ball, hit in the air, center field, not deep, left center. Denzel, or is it going to be Caden? Going to be Caden. That wind pushing. Denzel looked like he was tracking it down, but that ball just kept on pushing, and Caden Trinkle gloves it in left field for the out. So no runs, leadoff single and a walk, and Colin Palouse comes in and gets the final out of the inning. And so it is 6 5 2/3, scoreless again for Gunnar Hoglund. Boy, he has just been terrific. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Rockhounds 1 and Frisco nothing.
In recounting the four-peat, it's important to pause at title number 3. When the Rockhounds made it a hat trick in 2016, they became just the fourth team ever to win 3 straight titles and the first since the Fort Worth Panthers in 1922. The 16 season was a virtual replay of the previous year. The Rockhounds and Corpus Christi were again the league's two best clubs. The Hounds edged the Hooks in the division series and again defeated Northwest Arkansas to win the title. But it was also a season defined by a single swing of the bat. Theo Sergiosa's walk-off grand slam in the last of the ninth in Game 3 of the division series. Theo and that swing will be the subject of their own segment. The 2016 club was led by Texas League Player of the Year Matt Chapman and an outstanding pitching staff that posted a league-best 3.49 team ERA. The team was guided by Texas League Manager of the Year Ryan Christensen and again followed a so-so first half with a spectacular second. The Hounds went 44-25 to win the second half and 6-2 in the postseason, a combined mark of 50-27. Ryan Christensen managed the Rockhounds in 2015 and 16. In the second half and playoffs combined in those two seasons, his teams went 105-50. 2016 saw the first Texas League hat trick in nearly a century.
powered by a grand slam for the ages. And, as it turned out, there was one more chapter yet to be written.
And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brennan Malone leads it off, takes a breaking pitch on the outside part of the plate from Nick Crouth for a called strike one. Tied windup by the right-hander. Delivers, and that ball hit in the air to left center field. Going to sink and into the glove of a running Kellen Strom. Good jump on that ball from Kellen. Top spin line drive. So Brennan, after the leadoff double in the fourth, gave himself a chance there. But Kellen Strom tracked it down with a good play, one away. Shane McGuire. Shane 0 for 1. He bounced to first base in the first inning. And he walked, put two on in the fourth. The Crouth got out of that jam. It delivers a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Again, Shane now one of two active catchers on the roster. Daniel Susak on the injured list would be available to come back at some point during next week's opening series of the second half. Ball hits sharply toward his own dugout on the first base side. Quick 0-2 count. Cooper Bowman would be eligible, I believe, on the first day of the second half. He, too, has been placed on the injured list. There's a swing and a miss, and McGuire out on strikes. So Caden Trenkel will be the batter with nobody on and two down as Crouth gets ahead quickly. In the last half of the sixth, a 1-0 ball game. Counts on top. Denzel Clark's double leading to the only run of this game. First delivery is up and away for ball one to Caden. He has walked and flown out to deep left field. He is one of two or three guys at least to hit the ball really hard to left field and show nothing for it. Sends this one high in the air, but foul out of play that way. One ball, one strike. Caden Rockhound's left fielder in this game. Nobody on, two men down, sixth inning. Swings and misses at a breaking pitch. It's 1-2. Well, Nick Crouth came in with a 4.94 ERA. He's been outstanding. He has yielded just one run. He's trying to get through six innings. 1-2, and he does. A swing and a miss. Down and in. Doubled his strikeout total as well. Got two strikeouts to end the sixth inning. So, man, once again, very much like opening night, and really throughout this series, runs are a precious commodity. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Hounds 1 and Frisco nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and a good one on Friday evening in the Texas League, West Texas. Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Top of the seventh, and Maximo Acosta leads it off. Colin Palouse delivers just down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bottom third of the Rough Riders order. No activity in the Frisco bullpen, so looks like anyway. Nick Kraut may come out for the seventh. 5 2/3 for Hound starter Gunnar Hoagland. Pitch got the inside corner. Boy, just got there. One ball and one strike. Acosta 0-2, both on strikes. Swinging in the second and looking in the fourth. Straight away in the right-hand box. Third baseman Ironman shading the line pretty solidly at third. It's not no doubles, but it's close. Line drive opposite way. Base hit into right center field. Over to cut it off is Rosario. Acosta will make a turn. He's going to come for two, and he is out. Well, you love the enthusiasm, but not a good decision. And Acosta kind of pounds his batting helmet with his right hand. Jason Rosario got after that ball, and I kind of understand what what Maximo was looking at, because it looked like Rosario might have a little trouble making the play, but as it turns out, he didn't. He got there, so it'll be a single to right center field. He's thrown out 9-6 on the putout. So a base hit, but just that quickly turned away. Rosario, I went over and made a really nice 270-degree spin. The throw a little wide, but Jack Winkler makes the catch and the tag. Franmil Chavez hits a called strike 0-1. Well, again, that's I don't know if you want to call it a mental error. I think that's a little rough on him, but again, certainly out of aggression, and you like that part of it a lot. It's down low for a ball. It's 1-1 to Franmil Chavez with Alex Degote on deck. So 1-0 in the seventh inning, and outfield assist from Jason Rosario. Good catch and tag, by the way, by Jack Winkler. Ball was a little wide of the bag. 1-1 count. Colin comes set. Palouse with a pitch. Ground ball out towards second. Right there is Saeed. Sets up and throws, and a routine ground out to second base. It's two men down in the seventh inning. The batter, Alex Degote, he has walked and struck out in this ball game. Had a 3-1 pitch. His last time was up, thought he had a walk for sure. Got literally about 8 steps toward first base, only to be called back and told that it was a strike. And, of course, then struck out swinging on the next pitch. Palouse with a fastball. That's down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes from the right-hander. Top of the order, Kellen Strom on deck in the seventh inning. Hounds 1, Frisco nothing. Palouse settles in, hands at the belt. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back. Clips the screen. One ball and one strike. Colin Palouse, two different stints with the Rockhounds. Some time in Las Vegas in between, and also spent a little time on the injured list. Makes his 10th appearance with the Rockhounds, a 2.40 ERA. He's a starter early in his career. Backup pitching that. He's hit high and deep to left field. This ball's got a chance to get into that left field bullpen, and it is off the base of the fence. Just missed a home run, did Degote. Again, the wind, remember, has really shifted. It is now blowing toward the left field corner largely. It's a little bit inward, but it's right to left. Earlier in this game, that ball, I think, would have been probably fairly easily handled, just given the weather conditions, but a gorgeous swing by Degote. And he hit that high and deep. That missed a home run. I'm watching on the replay. Boy, it hit the base of the fence. So that missed a game-tying home run by probably 3 feet. Two-out double, Alex Degote. Tying run in scoring position. Ball to the base of the wall and deep left field. That hit the bullpen fence right at the base. Top of the order. Here's Kellen Strom. Again, opportunities in this game for both ball clubs. 1-0 to score. Pitch from Collins. Strike down the inside edge of the plate. The count is 0-1. Strom 0-3. Struck out looking in the first. A fielder's choice in the third and bounced out to third base. And Jeremy Ironman his last time up in inning number 5. Degote takes a good lead off. Second pitch by Palouse. Down and away for a ball. Count is 1-1. Alex Degote, not necessarily a high-volume base dealer, but he can run. He's a good base runner, has 8 steals, he's been caught 3 times. So with 2 men down, can go on contact, depending on what comes about with Strom at the plate. The 1-1 pitch by Peluso in the dirt, blocked by Shane Maguire. Two balls and a strike. Top of the seventh inning. Rock Hounds 1, Frisco nothing, and the Riders again threatening. Got a couple of men on base, including a leadoff single in the sixth. Peluso came on in relief of Gunnar Hoagland, got the last batter to end that threat. But now a runner in scoring position, two down. He is running. Pitch is taken. There's the throw by Maguire, and got it! Boy, that is exactly why I always wonder about stealing third base with two men out. Doesn't matter, by the way, does not matter the base runner. That's not critical of Alex Dugoti at all. It's just simply, a philosophical thing in baseball. It's interesting. Dugoti trying to steal third base, and he is thrown out. So no runs on a couple of base hits. Remember the first batter up, Acosta single, but was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. And it is no runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Seventh inning stretch, and non-Googleable trivia coming up. Rock Hounds 1 and Frisco nothing.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Nick Trout back to the hill in the seventh inning for Frisco. Boy, every once in a while, Mother Nature just makes you stop and look. The sun is setting. There are big, big high banks of clouds beyond the ballpark, and they are catching the final rays of the sun. And my goodness, that is gorgeous heavenly artwork right there as a backdrop to this ball game. And we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning to play. Lazaro Armenteros, Jeremy Ironman, and Denzel Clark to face Nick Trout. You know, I thought my checklist was pretty complete this afternoon. It's not. Pitch to Lazaro, called strike 0-1. Got a little bit of trivia that I think is really kind of cool, and I was going to do it a two-parter, and I messed up part one. Thank you very much. High fly ball, right field, not deep. On the run is Hatcher. Will he get there? Nope. Ball will plop down. Lazaro going to go for two. Hatcher throws. Couple of hops. Hustle double for Lazaro Armenteros. Just a little flare down the right field line. Wind may have knocked it down a little bit. Josh Hatcher gave it a good run, could not get there. Lazaro never broke stride and went to second base. Hustle double for Lazaro Armenteros. Pitch was down and in, and again he just popped it toward the line. Boy, Hatcher got within about 5 feet of it, I think, but the wind probably knocking it down. Lazaro hustles and gets to second base. Fourth base hit is all for the Rockhounds, and here's Jeremy Ironman. He's 0 for 2. He's hit it hard both times. Takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now, the wind is now blowing more toward left field. Not quite foul pole to foul pole, but close to it. Either one of Jeremy's previous swings probably would have done damage in these conditions. Takes inside for a ball. It's 2-0. Again, much like the swing from Alex Dugoti a moment ago, just missed a home run. Boy, what a near-miss inning for the Riders in the seventh inning. Single thrown out trying to stretch to a double, and a near-miss on a home run that instead was a two-bagger. Pitch up and in to Jeremy. Ball 3, 3-0. And some stirring. We'll see maybe throwing in the Frisco bullpen. Yep, activity has begun. Again, seventh inning of work for Nick Trout. Ironman waits 3-0 count. Had the green light earlier in the game. Takes here, called strike 3-1. Well, somebody didn't like the call. Eject that person immediately. 3 balls and 1 strike to count. That was the home team guy up there. 3-1 10. Of course, a line drive left side base hit Jeremy Ironman. They'll have to hold Lazaro at third base. Jeremy hit it too hard. That ball was ripped. So on a 3-1 pitch, Jeremy Ironman sends a sharp line drive single left field. Well, you hear that crack of the bat. So base hits 4 and 5. A little flare, the drop for a double, and a line shot for a single. And John Goble, pitching coach, will come out. So, again, this probably says to Nick Kraut, you are down to maybe a batter or two or whatever it might be, but just to let him know right where he is. Well, on this date, ballpark in Arlington, a big crowd of 33,500-plus in attendance. Among them, by the way, former President George W. Bush. They broke a Guinness World Book record at that ballgame. The old record was 424. I don't know how many thousands did it on this date, but apparently it was somewhere just shy of 7,000 people. And I was going to give you multiple guesses on that, but I'll give you part two. What they did, and it was compliments of Reliant Energy, the fans were given their choice of red or blue sunglasses upon arrival. This was a game between the Astros and the Rangers in Arlington. And at some point, of course, it's in a ballpark for crying out loud, but the fans were instructed to put on their sunglasses after it had gotten dark. So they set a record for most people wearing their sunglasses after dark. I don't know if Mr. Bush took part. Here's a line drive by Denzel. Left side base hit just that quickly. 2-0 Rockhounds. Denzel Clark. Oh, man, so good. Yeah. Please do not misunderstand this to be cheerleading. He's just a guy who is... He got off to a very slow start. He's a top-5 prospect for the A's. You know the expectation adds to the weight on your shoulders. And Denzel, boy, the last, well, really since early May, he's been really solid and of late just tremendous. He now has hits in 8 of his last 9 games, and he's hitting about 400 in that stretch. Line drives back-to-back, Ironman and Clark, brings home Lazaro Armenteros, and it is 2-0 Rockhounds. So a real turnaround inning with the Riders threatening the top of the inning and the Hounds getting 3 consecutive hits, put their second run on the board, and that will be it for Nick Kraut, but he pitched well in this game. It'll be first and second, nobody down. The batter will be Saheed Valenzuela in the 7th inning. So the Riders go to the bullpen, and they will get right-hander Ricky DeVito out of the bullpen. DeVito will face Saheed Valenzuela, then back to the top of the order for Jason Rosario. Real quick, ballpark in Arlington, again, they set an all-time record, the Guinness World Book record. I can't imagine the requests those people get to validate, but anyway. Most people wearing their sunglasses after dark, and it was somewhere near 6,000 or so at the ballpark in Arlington. Article did not indicate whether or not former President Bush took part in that. That's a little bit scary to me that there was actually a Guinness World Book record that established that, but they shattered the old record of 424 and did it by several thousand. So... here you go. Yes or no, does the record still stand? And again, that was 2011. Should have told you, that's only, 13 years ago. Does the record set at the ballpark at Arlington for most people wearing their sunglasses after dark still stand? And there's kind of a cool tie-in to that game, by the way. I'll get to that when we have a moment. There's a cool Frisco Rough Rider tie-in to that game. Now here's Saheed, 2-1, nobody down. Does he bunt? The Riders think he will. Set, he does look the button. Now draws the bat back, the slash, but it's wide of first base. Haven't seen that in a while. You briefly show the bunt and take about a three-quarter swing instead, but got out in front, fouled it away. So leadoff flare double, a hustle double for Lazaro Armenteros. Single and a rope from Jeremy Ironman, and an RBI single from Denzel. First and second, nobody down. Valenzuela waits, now looks to bunt. And instead takes a strike, so quickly 0-2. Saheed 0-1 in this game. He has dropped down a sack bunt that led to the game's first run and the only run until a moment ago. Saheed batting from the left side. DeVito with the delivery, swing and a miss. Well, that's the downside, of course, of not getting a sacrifice bunt down, because obviously if you try and fail, you put yourself in the hole in terms of the count, and that's what happened to Saheed in that case, and he's out on strikes. Here's Jason Rosario. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI. Singled in the first inning, flew out to shallow left in the third. RBI bounce out, sharply hit ball to second base in the fifth inning. Drove in the game's first run, drove in Denzel. Pitch just down and away, ball one from Ricky DeVito, one ball, no strikes. Ricky DeVito for the Rough Riders, 19 appearances now. This is his 19th out of the bullpen, a 3.74 ERA. 1-0 pitch, down and in. Two balls, no strikes to Rosario. DeVito, 21 and two-thirds innings, only 15 base hits. Command has been the clear issue. 24 walks in 21 and two-thirds. 30 strikeouts. The 2-0 pitch. And that is just down and in, and that's ball three. Makes for a couple of interesting numbers. His opponent average, batting average against him is under 200. It's 192. But the whip is 1.8. Pitch up high and away. And again, that's ball four. And that will load him up. So Jason Rosario draws the walk. It pushes Ironman to third, Clark to second. And that'll bring up Jack Winkler. Jack's series has been really kind of interesting. He was 3-for-4 with a home run that won the game on Tuesday. He also had a double and a walk in that game. Was 0-for-4 on Wednesday, and again 3-for-4 last night with a two-run double. He's 0-for-3 in this one. Baseball will keep you humble. It's down and in for a ball, 1-0. Jack has fouled out and popped out to first baseman Abimelech Ortiz and bounced out to third baseman Frainier Chavez his last time. Bases loaded, one man down, 2-0 Hounds in the seventh. Takes down low, and that's ball two. And again, one would, if you look at the stat sheet, which tells you not everything, patience, it would seem, would be a virtue against DeVito. Ricky leans in, has the sign. Hands come set a little away from the body, and the 2-0 pitch. Nope, that's inside, that's low, and that's ball three. So a three-pitch strikeout of Saheed Valenzuela, a four-pitch walk to Jason Rosario, and a 3-0 count to Jack Winkler with the bases loaded. Hounds two, Riders nothing. Send pitch by DeVito, and that's a strike inside edge. Count goes 3-1. Wind continuing now to blow right to left. Felt like it picked up just a little bit the last few moments. Here's the 3-1 stretch and pitch to Jack, and he sends a high fly ball right field. This is not deep. Hatcher coming on. This is a shallow fly ball. Going to send the runner home, and the throw, and they got a good throw by Hatcher on one hop. And that will end the inning. That is a 9-2 double play. Rockhounds rolled the dice, and Jeremy Ironman thrown out. Really good play by Hatcher. That was a good, strong one-hop throw right into the glove, and Liam Hicks made the play for the out. So the Hounds get one, but only one, and boy, we are looking at a baseball game just as we saw last night. Same score to the top of the eighth inning. Hounds two, Riders nothing.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Well, last evening it was Rockhounds 2 and Frisco nothing as we went to the 8th inning, and tonight it is Rockhounds 2, Frisco nothing as we go to the 8th. And again, last night and tonight, similar in several ways, opportunities for both ball clubs beyond what the scoreboard shows. And that's been the case tonight. Rockhounds scored the game's first run, Denzel Clark in the 5th inning, a leadoff double. Saeed Valenzuela, a sacrifice bunt. And Jason Rosario on an 0-2 pitch, by the way, sent the ball sharply, requiring a dive by second baseman Maximo Acosta. And that allowed Denzel to score, so a manufactured run in the fifth. Lazaro Armenteros, a hustle double to start the seventh. Jeremy Ironman, a line drive single to left, and Denzel Clark, a line drive single to left. The latter bringing home Armenteros with the second run. Another outfield initiated double play. Josh Hatcher to Liam Hicks, getting Jeremy Ironman trying to score on a fly ball to shallow right to end the inning. So we go to the top of the eighth, and Colin Palouse back to work. He'll face Cullen Strom. Cullen takes down and away for a ball. He was at the plate when Alex DeGoti trying to steal third and was thrown out to end the inning. 1-0 to Strom, Liam Hicks and Aaron Zavala to follow for Frisco in the eighth inning. Palouse with a pitch. Line drive sharply hit and knocked down by Valenzuela. Retrieve, sets up, throws and got in by a step. Good play by Saeed. Boy, knocked that ball down. That was a low screamer right about at the shoe tops. Didn't catch it in the air, but he kept it fairly close. Strom runs very well, but that was basically a low line drive, so it got to second base really quickly. And that'll bring up Liam Hicks, who was 3-for-3. Watching this again. Yeah, so he went into a slide. He tried to pick the ball right off the dirt. That's going to be it for Colin Palouse. So Colin faced five batters. He gave up two base hits and a sharply hit ball there, but no damage done. So Colin Palouse goes an inning and two-thirds. Two base hits, no runs. His inherited runners did not score. Did not walk, nor did he strike out a batter. And the Rockhounds will get Austin Briggs out of the bullpen. So the lefty, and he will face left-handers Liam Hicks and Aaron Zavala. Let's see the line score in a moment. Answer our goofy trivia question. And as Austin Briggs, right now the only left-hander out of the Rockhounds bullpen, David Leal on the injured list. Austin will come in with the bases empty, one down in inning number eight. Through seven innings, Riders no runs on five base hits and no errors, 0-5-0. Hounds two runs on six hits and no errors, 2-6-0. Rockhounds have left six men on base, and the Riders also have left a half dozen. Have a discussion going on. Gregorio Petit now joined by Paul Abbott, talking with our home plate and first base umpires. And a lot of discussion, a couple of arguments in this series. And the discussion is continuing. Obviously, we're not privy to what that is. And it's always dangerous to guess. And Gregorio is still talking with Sean Sparling. He is our crew chief, by the way. And Abby now will walk to the dugout. But what's interesting, whatever that point was, I'll ask Gregorio tomorrow, but that was a fairly lengthy discussion. Pitching coach was also involved, so boy, I have no idea what they were discussing. Sean Sparling, by the way, home plate umpires from Mountain Home, Idaho. He's our crew chief. Nate Diedrich from Victorville, California at first base. And Trevor Matthews from Venice, Florida is at third. And now Carlos Cardoza asking something. That's a very quick conversation. The batter, Liam Hicks, he is 3-for-3 in the game. Doubled into the right field corner in the first inning, singled in the third, and a little flare single in the sixth. Briggs' pitch will go back to the backstop, up and in, one ball and no strikes. Well, the question again, the record set by the fans of the Astros-Rangers game in Arlington on this date. Most people ever wearing sunglasses after dark. A verified record, apparently. Pitch up and in 2-0. Does the record still stand? They shattered the old one, 424. Nope. A group of crazies, apparently, I mean that nicely, in Spain surpassed the record. Pitch down low, ball 3-3-0. And again, heart of the order coming up there. Liam Hicks, the number two hitter. Aaron Zavala on deck, Keber Rodriguez in the hole. It's a two-run game. Top of inning number eight. Left-handed hitter at the plate, Liam Hicks. He draws a lot of walks, and he draws another one. And No doubt about that. So just that quickly, tying run will come to the plate in the form of Aaron Zavala. I briefly tried to look up what in the world these people were doing to set this record, but somewhere in Spain, I will not try to attempt the name of the event or the town because I will mispronounce it brutally, and that is never my intent. It will happen, but never intentionally. Pitch from the lefty, but he's up high ball, 1-1 ball, no strikes to Zavala. He has struck out twice and walked once as the left fielder for the Riders. He is the tying run at the plate in the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 set, Austin's pitch. Well, that's inside, that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes, and right now, boy, that pitcher's mound is becoming a little lonely. In Spain, 6,774 people wore their sunglasses after dark and set a record. Pitch swung on, ground ball, couple hops to third base. Hyrum makes a good play, goes to second base for one. The pivot, the throw, and got it! Around the horn, that's a heck of a play by Jeremy Hyrum. Had to make that play almost backing up a little bit. I'll watch the replay, but that was sharply hit. Hyrum made that play right about at the belt, turned and threw to second base, and Saeed's relay was in time to end the inning. Boy, an in-between hop handled beautifully. And it actually might have been Jack Winkler covering the bag at second. I'd like to look at it. I believe that was 5-6-3, actually. You would think 5-4, but I think it was 5-6-3. So we will go to the last half of the eighth inning. And a big double play for the Rockhounds. Hounds lead Frisco 1-0.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
To the bottom half of the eighth inning we go, and I said one, didn't I? I know I did. It's 2-0 Rockhounds. First pitch called strike on the outside corner to Brendan Malone. Delivery from DeVito is, boy, I got there. Called strike that bounded away off the glove of Liam Hicks. Don't see that very often, but it is a called strike 0-2. Hounds, of course, do that little mini shift at times in the infield, but I think in this case it was just, I don't think they were shifting. I think it was Jack Winkler just covering the bag. Now they come to think of it, pitched down and away. Jeremy Hyrum made the play pretty well straight away at third base, but it was Winkler who covered the bag at second on the 5-6-3. Is that still around the horn? Pitch down low for a ball, two balls and two strikes. That's the second sports question I've asked myself today with no answer. Two balls, two strikes to Brendan Malone. He is 1-for-3. Double in this game. Takes down and away for a ball, 3-2. I was just watching a golf highlight for just a few minutes. Justin Thomas putted from off the green and sank one for an eagle. It was a work of art. Is that a putt or a chip if you're off the green? Pitch down low, ball four. So Brendan Malone draws a walk. Again, for the relievers in the game right now, Ricky DeVito, and for Austin Briggs, bases on balls have been a little bit of a speed bump, and so there's a leadoff walk here. And Brendan Bolone is on now for Shane McGuire. Shane is 0-for-2, plus a base on balls. Rock Hounds lead it with a score of 2-0. Riders have no runs on 5 hits. Rock Hounds 2 runs on 6 hits. The game has been errorless. Liam Hicks needs to replace his catcher's glove, so that's the brief delay here, and now back to it. Caden Trinkle on deck for the Rock Hounds in this, the 8th inning. Boy, very similar game to last evening. Hounds scored 2 in the 2nd last night, and that was it until the bottom half of the 8th inning. 5-0 in the eventual final. Swinging a hard hit ball, but that vaults off the mound, and that'll be handled by the shortstop. Going to be a 6-3 double play. McGuire sent that ball right back up the middle. Rodriguez was shading up the middle. The ball hit the upslope of the mound and absolutely vaulted. That's kind of a, well, it's high velocity room service. Stepped on the bag at 2nd, throws the 1st for the out, so the teams exchange double plays. In fact, that's the 3rd double play in the last 3 half innings. And the 9-2 put out at home plate to end the 7th, the 5-6-3 double play to end the 8th, and a 6-3 unassisted, or 6-3 that is, double play here in the 8th. Caden Trinkle takes up away and back to the screen, 1 ball, no strikes. Caden is 0-for-2. He has walked, blown out to deep left, and struck out swinging. Boy, any of those hard-hit baseballs, and there were about 4 or 5 of them to left field early in this game, would probably have done damage now. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Wind has shifted, and pretty noticeably so. Not quite into full-time night yet, this ballpark. It's one of the longest days of the year right about now. Swinging a foul back out of play, 2-1. So at about 9:15, still a little bit of light to the sky. Stadium lights, of course, providing most of the light here. Nobody on, 2 men down, bottom of the 8th inning. Trinkle waggling that bat as he waits and swings and misses. 2-2 is the count. Lazaro Armenteros would be on deck. Denzel Clark leadoff double in the 5th. Lazaro Armenteros leadoff hustle double in the 7th. That set up the only 2 runs so far of this game. Trinkle takes inside and low for ball 3-2. Count is full. Stretch by DeVito. Swing and a miss. Caden chases one up and out of the zone. So we will go to the top half of the 9th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And a base on balls, but the double play takes care of that. We will go to the top half of the 9th. Rock Hounds 2 and Frisco nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rock Hounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top half of the 9th inning, and unlike last evening when the Rockhounds added some insurance in the eighth inning. It is still a 2-0 ball game. And it'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Frisco order here in the ninth. Austin Briggs, with activity behind him in the bullpen, will face Gaber Rodriguez, delivers a strike to the outside edge. In the lineup for Frisco, you have a stretch with 4 left-handed hitters in 5 batters. Rodriguez has 2 lefties before him and after him. A swinging bunt. Well, that's going to be a tough play. I don't think you're going to get him through the first base. Yeah, dude, boy, Shane McGuire. Boy, that was pretty. That was a swinging bunt that got a little bit out in front of the batting circle. And Shane McGuire, I'm going to watch this again, made a really nice play. Again, that ball for Austin Briggs, that would have been a tough play. He's left-handed. Shane made a sliding play, popped up through the first and got him. Nicely done. One man down. Now Briggs will face 2 lefties if he stays in. A pitch way inside, back to the screen against Josh Hatcher. Josh 0 for 2 with a fly ball to left, a strikeout, and a base on balls. Abimelech Ortiz on deck. So again, he got 2 lefties, then Gaber Rodriguez, then 2 more lefties. Briggs with a pitch. Outside corner. Fastball at the knees. Called strike 1-1. Austin Briggs in the ninth inning, one man down. Pitch to the outside edge is wide, maybe a bit low, and the count is 2-1. Hatcher coming into the game at 299. Stretch and pitch by Briggs. Swing and a miss. Pitch, just the bottom kind of fell out of that. It looked like one ball, make it 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Shade him up the middle to the Hounds with Jack Winkler. Delivery swung on another swinging bunt. This will dribble foul, though. And it's a good thing there from the Hounds' perspective. That ball certainly would have beaten that out easily, would have Hatcher, but it dribbled foul pretty substantially. So a 2-ball, 2-strike count, second time. Nobody on, one man down. Top of the ninth inning, Rockhounds 2 and Frisco nothing. Gunnar Hoagland went 5 2/3. Colin Palouse 1 2/3. And Austin Briggs came on in the eighth. The Yanks one down and away. Count is 3-2. But obviously a different complexion to this game than from last evening when the Hounds added a 3 spot in the bottom of the eighth inning. Briggs' pitch, bounced foul over toward the Hounds dugout on the first base side. So these two doing battle. This will be the 8th pitch of this plate appearance. Hatcher digs back in. Lefty-lefty matchup. Austin Briggs with a pitch, and that is sliced high and foul into a quickly darkening night sky. And this will be pitch number 9 on the way. So Hatcher doing battle. Rockhounds winning last night 5-0 with the 3 insurance runs in the last of the 8th inning. Pitch by Briggs, and that is looped. Third base side's going to drop. Little flare base hit down the line. Jeremy Ironman makes the play. Runner trying for second base. Now puts on the brakes, and there'll be no throw behind him. Hatcher, boy. As Nicolas Cage said in a far different scenario in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, good breaks. Good breaks. Josh Hatcher slammed him on. Boy, he had an idea of getting to second base, but again, he's been a 300 hitter virtually all year, and that's one way you do it. I mean, he really battled. He finally just fought that off for a base hit. One on and one out, and here's Abimelech Ortiz tying run at the plate. Makes inside ball, dribbles loose, but McGuire keeps it close, and Hatcher doesn't want to risk trying to move up, so it's 1-0. Abimelech Ortiz, a left-handed hitter, so the guess is that this would be it for Austin Briggs. Hounds have Seth Elledge warming in the bullpen. Briggs with a pitch, and this is chopped toward first base. Malone makes the play, steps in the bag, throws to second base. They get him? Nope, safe. Good hustle by Hatcher, beat the throw. That Bouncing ball hit to Brennan Malone, made the play and came within the bat of an eye of the reverse double play. Gregorio Petit is out of the dugout but has not yet made a move toward the mound. So it's two men down. No one's going to leave Austin in there. So Maximo Acosta is the batter, and Austin Briggs will be given the chance to finish it. Acosta 1-for-3. Swings and foul tips it all. And that got Shane McGuire. Oh, my goodness. And Shane is down. Athletic trainer Eric Fast is going to come out. Boy, and Shane now just drops the mask. Gregorio will come out to visit him as well. My goodness. Rockhound's injured list has been fairly sparse most of this year. It is not the case right now. Boy, and Shane, I think they want to get him maybe a glass of water or something, so looks like that'll be the case. Daniel Susak was just placed on the injured list yesterday. When Shane just shaking his head, and Eric Fast is out attending to him. Oh, we say it so often, but my goodness, it's just flat the truth. I mean, especially when you watch baseball every day, the pounding that catchers take, umpires do too. Of course, not quite as much because, well, they got the catcher to block in front of them, but, I mean, umpires get hit back there, and catchers, of course, my goodness. Jose Mujica is right now the other active catcher on the Rockhounds roster. Well, Shane now to his knees, so Gregorio Petit and the catcher's crouch next to him. Gregorio talking to him, and Eric Fast as well, again the athletic trainer. So a good round of applause for Shane. That's good fans, really good fans to recognize that, because he took a pop. He dropped down to the dirt. So the count is 0-1. The batter is Maximo Acosta. Acosta, remember, in the seventh inning, and this game's been interesting, in the seventh inning, led off with a single to right center, tried to stretch it into a double, was thrown out. And Alex DeGoti doubled with two men down. Now, I don't know that Acosta would have scored from first base, but it certainly at least would have been second and third with one down. DeGoti was eventually thrown out trying to steal third. Now Gregorio coming back out for a moment. And, yeah, Shane's still, well, he may still have some issues. Yeah, Gregorio comes back out, and Eric Fast comes back out. Well, he stayed in the game or appeared he was going to, and now, again, Shane on his right knee. He's still trying to pull things together. And these guys, really good defensive catcher. He's been back there a bunch. Boy, and I think Mujica's going to have to come into this game. Yeah, I think Shane's going to have to leave the game. Boy, Hounds are in some high cotton here of Shane McGuire. Not able to go. He takes a few steps. He's about halfway to the dugout. And again, athletic trainer Eric Fast on his left and Gregorio on his right. But I think Shane's going to come out of the game, and Jose Mujica will come in to catch. Boy, I sure hope, obviously you hope that he is okay. So Jose Mujica in this game now behind the plate. It's customary for him to take a pitch or two, warm-up toss or two, that is. So in the top of the ninth, Mujica will replace Shane McGuire. And he will jog out to talk to Austin Briggs. Now remember, this is a 2-0 ball game, but the tying run at the plate, runner in scoring position. So this isn't what you would call mop-up duty by any stretch. And Gregorio will come out and talking to Sean Sparling, so I would imagine that will be straight up. So Jose Mujica now will catch, and usually they'll let him, yeah, should receive a pitch or two. Carlos Cardoza asking something, don't know what. He's still asking something of Sean Sparling. The volume of conversation between managers and in a couple of cases, players and others and umpires in this series have been rather high. And Carlos is still asking something, and now he's going to come closer to Sean Sparling and ask a little more. So don't know if this is a clarification or an argument or both. Runner in scoring position, two men down, top of the ninth inning. And now Carlos nods at whatever Sean told him, and now apparently we're okay. So, it is Austin Briggs on the mound. Maximo Acosta is the batter. The count is 0-1. Runner in scoring position, two out in the top of the ninth. And now Jose Mujica will jog out and talk with Austin Briggs again. That, I believe, will count as a mound visit. So, wait. Top of the ninth inning taking a while. I'm obviously concerned for Shane McGuire. I would think Mujica was probably on tap to play tomorrow. And I would think now, almost assuredly, but that's tomorrow. Now, here is Acosta. Here's Austin Briggs. 0-1 pitch. Down away and back to the screen. So, runner at third on the wild pitch. And it is 1-1 to Acosta. And again, this ball game is only 2-0. Brendan Malone cheating in near the grass at first base. Jeremy Eierman shading the line at third. The 1-1 pitch chopped toward third. Eierman, that is a fair ball or is it a foul ball? It'd be a foul ball. So the count goes 1-2. Top of inning number 9. There was still a little bit of light when we started the top of the ninth inning, and it is pretty well gone now. We made the journey fully into night. Runner now at third base, Josh Hatcher. Two men out, 1-2 count, time called by Acosta. So Maximo 1-for-3 in this game, and he is 3-for-8, two ribbies in the series. Right-handed hitter waits. Briggs comes set, 1-2 stretch, kicking the pitch by Austin, hard hit ball, woo, foul just over the base runner, wow. Boy, that ball gave a look as it went by to both Josh Hatcher and to Carlos Cardoza in the third base coaching box. Well, I don't know, there's nothing routine about that, because obviously Hatcher has a big lead off third base. Boy, that ball would have gotten there in a hurry. 1-2, second time, Briggs set, 1-2 pitch. Down and in and back to the screen. And not only are the Riders within one, the shutout goes away on a wild pitch. Josh Hatcher comes around to score, a single, a bounce out, two wild pitches. And it's 2-1. Now the bases are empty with two men down, but it's a one-run game. The 2-2 stretch, the pitch by Briggs, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Ball game is over. Boy, the irony. Boy, you know, you just see Austin talking to himself. Wild pitch allows the run to score in the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, one run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. So for the second time in this series, Rockhounds post a 2-1 win over Frisco. Boy, pitching has really been good in this series. We've said it, even the last two games in which Rockhounds got five last night, Frisco five the night before. A lot of that was late insurance run type of offense. Pitching has really been good. Give you a second look in just a couple of moments. The totals are coming up. The Rockhounds defeat the Frisco Rough Riders by the final score of 2-1. Tip of the cap, gentlemen. We're back after this from Bud Light.
But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, the line score will tell you largely just how tight this ball game was. For Frisco, one run on six hits, no errors. For the Rockhounds, two runs on six hits and no errors. The Riders left six men on base. The Rockhounds left six men on base. RBI is on a bounce out by Jason Rosario again. Boy, that was a good swing of the bat. That was a sharply hit ball and an 0-2 pitch that allowed Denzel Clark to score with the infield drawn in. And the game-winning RBI belongs to Denzel, as it turns out, with an RBI single in the eighth inning. Frisco scoring in the ninth inning on a single by Josh Hatcher, a bounce out, and a pair of wild pitches. So 2-6-0 for the Rockhounds, 1-6-0 for the Rough Riders, and that is just how close this ball game was contested all the way. Winning pitcher, and he's been interviewed on the field, is Gunnar Hoglund. That is his seventh win. He is among the league leaders. And again, didn't give up a run. 5 2/3, no runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts for Gunner. He wins his seventh. A hold for Colin Palouse and a save for Austin Briggs. Nick Crowth pitched very well. He will take the loss in this ball game. He falls to 5-3. But Crowth gave up only 2 runs on 6 hits, and he pitched into the seventh inning. We'll come back and say so long in a couple of moments. Gunnar Hoglund, a very kind tip of the cap to a good crowd here tonight as they watch the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 2-1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Real quickly, in the North Division, Arkansas trails at home against Wichita, 3-2 in the top of the ninth. So Springfield could stay in the race. They could get within a half game with 2 games to go, but Corpus Christi is leading Springfield 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. If Springfield loses that one, they'd be a game and a half out with 2 games to go. So they're not completely eliminated, but boy, they have a chance to make it a remarkably tense weekend in the North. But right now, the Corpus Christi Hooks with the lead there. Hounds winning this one. Final score of 2-1. We gave you the totals. And again, the winning pitcher, Gunnar Hoglund, he's just been tremendous on this season. Improves to 7-4. The earned run average drops down to 3.20. He's been among the best all year. Austin Briggs with his first save of this season as the left-hander will close this ball game. I have to give you time and attendance. By the way, if you want to drive yourself crazy, and I'm not suggesting that you do or that you should, things that we take for granted now, the computer mouse, the cool little controller, of course, that lets you so smoothly glide across the computer screen and to make changes quickly. 4 minutes into the broadcast today, my mouse ceased working. I don't like that little touchpad thing, and I think that it's been a little clumsy. It'll drive you nuts. No computer mouse. Yeah, not a driver shortcut. I get it. 2 hours, 25 minutes of baseball daylight time, 4,151. Really, really good bunch on hand here tonight for this poster night. So we thank you so much. And as we mentioned, by the way, very, very cool, Andrew Fansler. This is a perfect name. Andrew Fansler becomes fan number 10 million for our franchise, and it happened this evening. Franchise born in 1972. It's a small market, one of the very smallest in all of AA baseball, always has been, and that's pretty remarkable numbers. So Andrew Fansler got some very nice gifts for being the 10 millionth fan to pass through the gates at the old ballpark, Cubs, Angels, and Christensen Stadium. And since 2002, here at what is now Momentum Bank Ballpark. Speaking of which, tomorrow night, fireworks will follow our ball game. Game number 5 of the series between the Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Boy, runs have been tough to come by, and that doesn't figure to change much tomorrow. We expect Jack Perkins, at least that is scheduled. Jack Perkins will come off the injured list. He'll go for the Rockhounds. Dane Acker has been tremendous, one of the league's best, 3-2 with a 2.81 ERA. So that'll be the matchup tomorrow. And then on Sunday, it'll be the Rockhounds, Emiliano Teodo for Frisco, and he has been, boy, arguably the best pitcher in the Texas League, certainly one of the top three. And he will go against Blake Beers, who will make his second start of this six-game homestand. So tomorrow evening at 7, Sunday afternoon for our family day, the finale of the series, end of the first half, and that'll be a 1 o'clock first pitch. Well, another very good ball game between these two ball clubs. Rockhounds now lead this series 3-1, and the season series 6-4 with 2 remaining here in the first half between these clubs. Of course, Riders have already clinched the first half pennant in the South Division. But the Rockhounds, I guess the ball club has dominated the Texas League, now have won 6 out of 10. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening right about 6:50, and we'll bring you Game 5 of this series. Again, if you're in the neighborhood, fireworks tomorrow night. We'd love to see you at the ballpark. For now, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hart's at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Rockhounds defeat the Frisco Rough Riders by the final score of 2-1. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.